Comfort and safety. Toyota trucks, SUVs, and cars deliver those attributes, and you'll find them at South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Whether it's a pre-owned or new Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota delivers the goods. Built on their over 70 years as a family-owned dealership, see the state-of-the-art Ralph Hayes Toyota pre-owned store, as well as the flagship store in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Ramona, what on earth are you doing over at Amazon that they're sending you Black Sabbath shower curtains?
I don't know.
What are you telling me about?
Suggestions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, those are based on like things you use.
Yeah,
right.
So why would they put a shower curtain in?
Black Sabbath shower curtains? Who the hell even knew there was such a thing as Black Sabbath shower curtains?
No, the Black Sabbath is some poster, and then the next thing is a shower curtain.
Oh, now you're separating them.
They are separate.
Oh, so now they're
done. They're in the same email.
The suggestions to you are a shower curtain and a Black Sabbath
poster.
And
a non-slip mat.
I don't know what on earth they think you're going to be doing.
I don't know, but why would they? I mean, I could see if they said, oh, Ramona, would you like these books? And they listed books.
Hey, I don't know what those people.
Shower curtains.
I don't know what those people have decided you're going to be doing, but call me up when you do it.
I don't know. It's just weird.
It's quite a combination. Meanwhile,
yeah, this stuff doesn't go together.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this candy chick for Stanford is just dealing.
Now she's a chick.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the fifth inning, and Oklahoma has nothing. A zero. A big goose egg.
Yeah. No grand slams for them today.
That's right. No home runs,
no
grand slams, just
that's
nothing.
Right.
Honestly, the only I haven't paying religious attention to this, but the only team I've seen with chances were Stanford. There were two times that Stanford had two on and one out and didn't score either situation. But I've not seen much going on for OU. And with that, Ramona, there is a single to left center. Good job getting over and holding it to a single. Got the ball back in quickly. But OU does have a runner on first, finally, Ramona, with one out. So we'll see. We'll see whether this is the beginning of the end. Because there's just normally a beginning of the end when you're playing Oklahoma. That's the way it is. She hit a high outside pitch.
Darn it.
She hit a high. That ball was almost where the catcher hit the three-run home run. When Valerie Cagle was pitching, it was high outside, and she pulled it to left. Except this one just went for a single. That, unfortunately, was pulled hard to left and went for a three-run home run to tie that game as well. No.
And
what?
I'm just watching these girls' expressions.
And?
No, go ahead.
All right.
Nothing.
All right. Let's get to, how about this? Texter 940. Oh, a couple things. We're on the text line now. Let's get these texters in this show. Regarding Singleton, texter writes, better than Warner and Carter at Penn State. Dozier, better than DJ Dozier. They've had some great ones. Better than John Cappelletti. He says, sorry for the name butchering. Oh, John Cappelletti was the name I should have given you to spell. Yeah, I should have given you John Cappelletti to spell. But he says, better than Cappelletti. Look, John Cappelletti was a tremendous player. His heart and his character was unbelievable. Honestly, Ramona, the most moving thing that ever occurred at a Heisman ceremony was John Cappelletti's Heisman speech because his kid's sister was dying of cancer.
Aww.
And it's like one that you just never forget. The video of it is really poor now, but. It was an incredible moment. I mentioned Kurt Warner yesterday. Again, this is Kurt Warner with a C. He is the great Seattle Seahawk running back that Texter 952 mentions. Yeah, and the guys that you didn't mention were Franco Harris and Lydell Mitchell. Yeah, because the great Franco Harris and Lydell Mitchell played at Penn State at the same time. They're two of the greatest NFL running backs ever, and college backs, obviously. But they played at Penn State at the same time. Penn State has a storied history of running backs, a very storied history of running backs. It's linebacker U because they have an incredibly storied history of linebackers, but they have a great history of running backs. And remember, Ramona, when you know, when Zeke Elliott was having his way at Ohio State, and we were the first to tell you about Zeke Elliott, I told you then that there was a better back at Penn State who just people didn't know about yet, and just to wait for him to appear, and then ultimately the Giants drafted him. So they've had this long history of running backs, but I think that Nicholas Singleton has a chance to be better than any of them.
The list is posted.
Good, 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 good. How? Amy was like out in the parking lot
well,
2 seconds ago.
It's sent to Amy.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't mean it's posted, but it's sent to Amy.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It means you're going on and on about Nicholas Singleton thinking like you want to put him one, and you're not going to do that. Cause
no, I can't put him one. I can't put him one because of Jenkins, but because he's going to share that backfield. But I'm telling you right now, you're talking about a immense talent who clearly just gets it as a person too. Look at Oklahoma.
Look
sacrifice
at button.
They're sacrifice button. They actually, well, you know, she acted well,
was that a strike because of that?
Yes. She acted like she was going to sacrifice bunt. She had the bat out to sacrifice bunt, but then she pulled the bat back and actually tried to drag bunt. So she was actually trying to bunt for a base hit, as it turns out. Yeah, the notion of Oklahoma.
Didn't work out for her, did
no,
it?
Did not. Look at Ramon. There's no doubt who Ramona's pulling for. I mean, just no doubt. They have not had any luck with Kennedy. In fact, some of them are shaking their heads at what they've seen from this girl. So, and the Stanford fans are now rising in unison. Two outs. There's two outs with the runner on first. Oklahoma's basically done nothing on offense. 9 hitters have run over 341, 5 over 400. They're a big fat goose egg. Nothing. So no, Tex, you didn't butcher the name at all. But yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, just so many great backs at Penn State. But yeah, I think she could be the best of all of them. Tester said, "Hey, Ramona, you're gonna love this." Tester said, "Where's that bat slamming now?" You know how Oklahoma after walks was slamming the bats into the ground,
and
Tester's, where's that bat slamming now? Yeah, there's not any of that stuff now. They're not acting nearly as frisky right now.
No, they're not.
No, they quieted right down. Yeah, this Candy girl.
Well, they don't know how to act. See,
they get a line drive to left for a single.
Oh, so here she goes. Look at. Yeah. See, they start it. They get one hit. Yeah, they couldn't stand it. They were holding it up for 5 innings. See how they acted right away?
That is too funny. Ramona, see, they get one hit, now they're right back to the clown show. That's too funny. And perfect timing with that text, Ramona, from Texter 387. Where's the bat slamming now?
Yeah, it's a 2 ounce, people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They got one little line drive single to left, hidden the opposite way. So we'll see. Just making contact. Staying alive, of course, that's what they do. But yeah, it's a ton of emotion for a little soft single to left. You're right.
Yeah, I told you right after she did it.
She went on and on and on.
You know what's so sad though? They probably have to do that because they know what's coming from the coach if they lose. So it's a double edged sword.
Man, you are an Oklahoma hater.
Yeah,
you ate Gasso. Because
they gave me false, you know, I had false hope.
Yeah,
you know, I was all excited. I was following that game on the internet.
Yeah, and so you're blaming them for that.
Yeah, and then here they come with their grand slams. that made me so mad. I was like, oh,
that is too funny. Texter 940 says Stanford is 0-5 with runners in scoring position. Yeah, that's. 0-5 is less than good. What is this? I'm also confused as to why you are bringing the juice into this. Well, because I'm going to be giving them out as picks. So, I'm sorry, I don't understand your confusion. I'm going to be giving them out as actual picks. So, as opposed to just saying win and loss, especially when I'm giving out favorites, we're going to count the money at the end. All right, so that's why I'm giving out the juice. Okay, so what we'll do, Ramona, for the sake of
somebody was confused about that too.
I don't know.
I didn't know what it was.
Well, I don't know why anyone would be confused about it. We're doing it.
Probably know that. Well, Rory probably went, oh, the juice.
But what I'm saying is we're doing it like real life. And there's a line drive single to left. Here comes the runner. And the ball was mishandled in left field. Oklahoma has taken a 1-0 lead. Here they go, Ramona.
See?
Here they go.
She's acting like, you know,
look at her.
She's LeBron James all of a sudden.
Both pointing to the heavens.
Yeah, LeBron James. She thinks she got something.
Maybe she has
the last game. Oh, look, the coach came out.
Maybe she has a tattoo on her back,
You don't get in trouble.
Maybe the chosen one is tattooed on the back.
Everybody else doesn't get food. You get food.
You know, Ramona, if they want to make these games really good, they would let us do them.
Oh, yeah. We need like...
We liven these broadcasts right up.
That show, Science... I don't remember what it's called. Science, Mystery Science 3000, something like that, where they went in and... Oh, never mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a show where they showed B horror movies. And the people on the show would go make comments while the B-horror movie was on.
It's 2-0 Oklahoma. Two scored.
Oh, great.
It was a line drive single to the left. There may have been a play at the plate, but we'll never know because the ball was mishandled in left field. It went through the left fielder.
Yeah, see, this stinks.
Yeah. Here's what they do. Mystery Science Theater, Texter says. Orange Bill says, Valerie Cagle had a really tough time against Oklahoma. You think they prepared for her pitching more than the Stanford pitcher? I don't know, Bill. I think Valerie early used some drop pitches that Oklahoma was all over. And so maybe it was a strategy thing. I also just think that so much was asked of Valerie this year, and she doesn't need excuses for it. She's the best player in the country. She won that award, rightfully so. But I think there may have been some fatigue elements in there. In any case, this Oklahoma team is just. I know you don't like them, Ramona. I get it. I get all the reasons why. I get it.
No, that's okay. You have to say what you have to say.
They're just too good.
Yeah.
When things look like they're going your way, they have it all. I mean, when you look at all the stats too, all of their numbers are insane. I mean, they're like first in literally everything. Texas said it's been too many years since Justin Ross was a freak wide receiver. What he did against the great Alabama team was impressive. It was. It was incredible. I mean, that's why, in year one here, Justin Ross looked like he was going to be the best wide receiver in Clemson history. He looked like he was going to make Clemson fans forget about all these other guys. Unfortunately, he had health issues, and it didn't happen for him. And, hopefully he gets some sort of chance to do it all again and with Kansas City and have a successful pro career. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Halt. Look, all of their technicians have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. No one can equal that. It's incredible. Get that instant summer feeling with extra savings. How about this? These are brand new for this month. BG BOGO deal. Half off any BG service. Buy one, get one half off any BG service. Includes transmission flush, brake system flush, power steering system flush, engine fuel system, induction clean service. BG products are incredible. Go get them. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. If you're hearing a squeaking sound, it's probably your brake pads. If you're hearing a metal sound, it's probably your rotors. If you wait too long, you won't be able to resurface the rotors. First Class Halt won't even be able to save you. You'll have to replace them, and that's a lot more money. So, because when they get too thin, you can't resurface them. So get over to First Class Halt and get your brake pads done and get your rotors resurfaced if that's needed. Spend more, save more. All locations, spend 100, get 10 off. Spend 200, get 20 off. Spend 300, get 30 off. All locations, get up to $100 on qualifying air conditioning service and a prepaid MasterCard. How about that? They also do financing now at First Class Halt. Three locations to serve you: Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale. Go see Mark and his incredible team. No one does it like First Class Halt. This ball girl still on the hill, still in the circle for Oklahoma, and she is dealing as well. She's unbelievable. Quick break. We'll be back.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Summer is here, and no one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Male. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all testosterone, doctor visits, labs, and primary care. Ask about our amazing deals on semaglutide. Semaglutide reduces the urge to overeat, and patients are losing, on average, 35 pounds. Get that alpha figure back and make men men again. LowCountryMale.com.
Booking a catered lunch, wedding, fundraiser, reunion, corporate event, or a lunch for the office is easy with Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food in Easley. They catered 26 weddings last year. Why? Because not only is their food delicious and service top-notch, booking your perfect day is so easy at smittysmokeandsoulfood.com. Choose from popular menu combinations with meat, sides, serving utensils, plates, and sweet tea. Or order meat by the pound or sides by the tray, a great addition to any meal. SmittySmokeAndSoulFood.com.
Mattress shopping? Look no further than Engineered Sleep. Visit their showroom in Greenville and try the ES Duo. This two-piece hybrid mattress is their most popular seller. If it's in stock, pick it up the same day or schedule a delivery. Setup is free. Plus, they take away your old mattress. Manufactured mattresses in Greenville for 90 years. Call 866-244-0898 or go to EngineeredSleep.com. Save up to $600 and get two free pillows with code WCCP. Better sleep. Rest assured.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. As God is my witness, I wish you could have heard the break. Ramona spent the entire break kibitzing about Oklahoma. Just like a
this is why I like don't watch him on a regular basis, because I get invested in it.
There's a fly ball to left, an easy play for the Oklahoma outfielder. And they toss it back in. And Ramona's going on and on saying, see, look what they're doing about a simple fly ball that they're just tossing the ball back.
She's commenting. When she throws it, she's like, like she did, you know, like she won the World Series already.
Like she was Willie Mays and caught a diving, diving basket catch in left center or something. Rather than a pop-up that was hit right there. I get it. Ramona doesn't like it. A lot of people don't like it.
It's not sportsmanship.
Yeah, but
okay.
Well, let me ask you this.
But though. Now the true test will be how they act if they win after the game towards the other players.
Well, let me ask you this,
the thing where they shake hands, or do they only do that in certain other things?
Well, they had their big prayer circle last time. But let me ask you this:
what
do you do you think that the sports of baseball and softball need a little more juice? Is the word of the day. Do they need a little more juice? Do the sports of baseball?
You mean to act like that?
Yeah. Do they need?
You can act like that to some extent, but not every single time you do something.
Yeah.
It kind of takes away from it.
Maybe that's it.
You don't have to do it every time. And they do every single time they do something.
Maybe it's after drawing a walk. Maybe you don't need to pound your bat into the ground all the way from home to first.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not that they do it, because everybody does it to an extent.
Yeah.
But look at her face. She's all sad now.
Yeah. Well, she was done wrong. You know, her left fielder made an error. I mean, I don't know whether
it'd be like that thing, that video we were watching yesterday with the celebration and the kid on second base trying to get everybody's attention.
Yeah, well, again, you know, think about here. Here you have two teams which have the same color scheme, but one of them's wearing white jerseys and the other is wearing the red jersey.
Yeah, you know? They knew the difference.
Right, exactly, which is still, I don't know, maybe that's the most unthinkable thing of that whole stupid video yesterday. It's still amazing. The whole thing is amazing. Hey, look, it's always the right time to give a special gift from Turner's Jewelers. They're seasoned professionals who help guide you to the perfect selection. There are so many choices: necklaces, earrings, watches, rings. Whatever you choose, your eyes will light up. You'll see a gorgeous smile. A lot of guys are unsure about buying diamonds. It's a serious investment. They can educate you so you know you're making the right decision. One of the latest jewelry trends are lab-grown diamonds. Yes, really. They're about half the cost of diamonds from a mine. They're beautiful. You can choose the exact type of lab-grown diamonds based on the 4 C's: cut, color, clarity, carat. And Turner's will show you all the options available. Ultimately, a lab-grown diamond's a diamond. She's going to absolutely love it. She's going to love it more because you're going to spend the same amount of money and get her a diamond that was twice as big as you would have, right? That's what you're going to do. You're not going to go the other way, right? Exactly.
Do the same amount of money.
Don't go the other way. Don't go the cheap way now. Hey. Now that you think, oh, now I can get the half carat one for half as much. No. You get the carat one or the 2 carat one. You look, you can trust Turner Steak Expert Care. Fine pieces of forever or permanent jewelry, so they'll last a lifetime. Turner says precision technology. The solder's even the most delicate pieces easily and quickly. It only takes a few minutes. You'll love seeing them restored. When it comes to wedding rings year-round, nobody says I do like Turner's. Go see the local family jewelers with more than 60 years of expertise. Visit Turner's Jewelers today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. 864-882-5414. 864-882-5414. It is Turner's Jewelers. All right, Ramon. Back to the win totals. And I want to go to Kentucky and give me Kentucky's schedule. And I've got to pull the win totals back up. Kentucky is... So just to be clear... On why we're going to do it this way, on the juice, or is it? And so far, I'm paying juice on everything. All right. So, if I have an undoing, maybe it'll be that.
You got two.
I've only given out two so far.
Yeah. I'm doing juice on everything. Yeah, you're two of them.
Well, a third is coming right up. So,
okay.
So, and it's going to be right. Another where I have to pay juice. I've not taken any unders, and yeah, I don't have any juice numbers going in my favor yet. I don't have any underdogs, is what I'm trying to say in English. Kentucky is 6.5 across the board. They are minus 162, minus 140, minus 140, minus 145. So we will go with one of the 140s, obviously, if we take that thing to go over. All right, Ramona, Kentucky, new quarterback Devin Leary, new running back Rayhon Davis, if you prefer. He was the Vanderbilt running back a year ago, transferred from Vanderbilt to Kentucky within the division. And he averaged like 4.5 yards or more at Vandy. He is like 5'9 and 230. He's compact. He's physical. I think he'll be great at Kentucky. I think Kentucky will get back to business. And I like the idea of going with coaches on these totals. Okay, Ramona, give me the Kentucky football schedule. Let's see if we can get to 7.
Okay, their first game is Ball State at home.
1.
Eastern Kentucky at home.
2.
Akron home.
3.
At Vanderbilt.
4.
Florida at home.
5.
At
why won't Kentucky beat Florida at home? I have Devin Leary quarterbacking, and I have Ray Davis as my running back. I probably still have the better coach. I do have respect for Napier, but I have a lot of respect for Stoops and the program he's built. He's had longer to initiate the program. Florida loses their starting quarterback, and they weren't very good with him. Why would I think that Kentucky wouldn't beat Florida at home? What was that, game 5? Was that the 5th game on the schedule?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm already at 5.
Okay.
I need 2 more.
Okay. Then they're at Georgia.
Won't be there.
Best side of it.
Still need 2.
Then they have Missouri at home.
You know, I like this Missouri team. I think Missouri's going to be a bit of a surprise team. In fact, I need that number, and I don't think I saw that number. I need to look for Missouri's number as well. All right.
In the middle of this.
Okay, now, hold on. Tennessee? Hold on. Slow down. What? Slow down. So Missouri is at home, though.
Yeah, Missouri's a home game.
Six.
And then they have Tennessee at home.
I'll still say 6.
Okay, and then they're at Mississippi State.
7.
And then they have Alabama.
No Mike Leach.
At home.
That's it? That's the whole schedule? We ran...
Yeah, I think.
That
no
was
way.
12 games?
No, it wasn't. It was covered up. The next
oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm trying to do over-unders, and you're short. I'm like, I feel like I'm getting screwed here because I am getting screwed by my producer. Yeah, nice job there.
Then after Alabama at home, they have they go to South Carolina. What looked like
it seemed like that schedule was short of games to me. I mean,
Okay, after Alabama, they're at South Carolina.
Look, brother, look at a ball that the third baseman should have caught. They're jumping around.
They do it every single time.
All right. After Alabama, who?
They're at South Carolina.
1/2.
And then they're at Louisville. And then that's all.
I think they win that. I think they're more like eight. I'm taking this.
You're taking that one?
Kentucky.
Okay, what are you doing for that other
Kentucky
part?
Over 6.5, minus 140.
Minus 140?
Right.
Okay. Over 6.5.
Yep.
All right, I got you.
And we're playing this from a fantasy perspective. Again, I'm giving you, these are the actual plays, all right? What we're talking about is we're putting $1,000 on each one of these. That's so when we add it up at the end of the year, we'll add it up based on each bet being
$1,000. $1,000 worth of what? Candy?
No. Each bet $1,000, and we'll see how it plays out. All right. So In other words, if I lose that Kentucky bet, it's going to cost me $1,400.
Right.
If I win it, I get $1,000.
Right.
Okay. I'm glad you understand that now. All right. Next. Next up is, you know, I want to look at TCU a little bit, but that number of TCU, there are a lot of people who think TCU is still going to be where they were last year. I'm not one of them. I like Dykes and all, but I just think they've lost too much. Their number is 7.5. I think I looked at their schedule this morning. It started out really well, easy, and then it got increasingly more difficult. Now, they'll get off to a good start, but I'm just not sure that they're going to be a factor at all. And this is part of this conversation relates directly to my top 25, which will be coming at you soon. I don't know that I'm going to have TCU as a top 25 team. They played for the national title. I don't know if I'm even going to have them in my top 25. They're number 7.5 by Vegas. I see them in a ton of top 25 polls. People think, well, the more of the same is going to happen. I'm not sure it is. I could see them finishing like right in the middle of the pack in the Big 12. I'm just not all that high on them this year. Now, again, their schedule is favorable early on. Maybe that gives them some momentum. I just think they've lost too much, including coaching. I'm not a fan of that. So the bottom line in that is I won't be touching TCU. So I've already done it. I'm going to leave that out. I want to skip to Penn State, Ramona. And this schedule is pretty difficult. Give me Penn State. Penn State's number is 9.5 across the board. 9.5. And let me see. Where are we going here? Where was, okay. Penn State is 9.5. And that's also juiced to the over. Not terribly. Like one place says that minus 125. But Penn State is 9.5. And I think it's a pretty good number. I mean, I'm high on this football team. I think the Big Ten is loaded. Especially when it comes to running backs. Absolutely loaded when it comes to running backs. Oklahoma is 2-1, Ramona, with 2 out and 2-0 lead. And there's your favorite, Ramona. There she is. Guesso. They managed to get her picture out there. So Oklahoma with the chance to maybe blow this thing open right here. We shall see. And it's a simple ground ball in the hole, fielded by the first baseman, but nowhere to go. Nowhere to go with the ball. Uh-oh, Ramona, they're yelling again. They got the bases loaded. Little ground ball that Singai dribbling single.
The bases are loaded? Bases are loaded. This is it. This is where they go, oh, we didn't know we could hit.
The biggest hater of all time, Ramona, who knew it? All right, so Penn
State. Are we doing Penn State?
Yeah, Penn State's okay. Schedule.
All right, I got you. I'm ready.
Let's go.
All right, West Virginia at home.
1-0.
Delaware at home.
You know, I feel sorry for that poor Neil Brown at West Virginia. I mean, I think dude can absolutely coach football. I just think he has the worst job in America. Dude coaches games that are played 2,000 miles away from the university. I just don't think he can recruit to it. Would you say Delaware at home?
Yeah, Delaware.
The Blue Hens.
The Blue Hens.
Yeah, it's 2-0.
And then they're at Illinois.
You know, this one still worries me a little bit because of Brett Bielema. And, you know, I know Illinois lost both Brown brothers and they lost a bunch, but they're so tough. And that defense at Illinois is filthy. You know, honestly, you want a great early season matchup. The matchup of the Penn State running backs versus the Illinois defensive front, which might be the best in football. It's one of them for sure. That Illinois defensive front is nasty. Big, athletic, tough. That's a tough spot to me. I'm going to say a half. Two and a half
for that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Iowa home.
3.5.
At Northwestern.
4.5.
UMass home.
5.5.
At Ohio State.
I'm giving them a half. I think Penn State's a danger to Ohio State this year. I do. I know it's at Ohio State, but 6. Struck her out. Bases loaded. Got out of it.
Yay.
Six.
Indiana.
7.
Home. At Maryland.
Home. There. Moon. At Maryland. Anywhere. At Maryland. Maryland. 8.
Michigan home.
Ooh, that's a good game. Michigan at Happy Valley, with two of the three best running back rooms in America. It's a prelude of things to come. Eight and a half.
After Michigan, they have Rutgers at home.
9.5.
And then they're at Michigan State.
10.5. I'm going to think about this one. I want to think about this one as we go to break. That number, the total number on Penn State is 9.5. I think Penn State is a viable playoff contender. I know you have a new quarterback. He's an upgrade. You have, you know, the best pair of freshman running backs in one backfield. Well, rising sophomores now. That I've seen in a really long time. And I think Drew Aller is going to be an upgrade at quarterback almost right from the beginning. The Illinois thing worries me a little bit because of the salty nature of that defense early. Quick break.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2023? At Carolina Top Dressing, we're committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting www.carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning's hottest summer sale is going on now. 15% off all cleaning services. Mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and you'll get 15% off your next service. Use promo code SUMMERSALE when scheduling online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived, and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, yeah, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Your Pie Clemson is now serving you from two awesome locations, Your Pie Downtown and Your Pie Dockside. The brand new Dockside location is located at 894 Tiger Boulevard and can be accessed by turning onto Holiday Avenue and then into the Dockside development. Visit Your Pie Clemson Dockside and enjoy beautiful views of the lake, pizza, pasta, salad, gelato, craft beer, and more. Join the Your Pie community for both locations on Facebook and Instagram for updates and activities. Pizza, brews, gelato, it's Your Pie.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Fact. Welcome to the Broad Rage. We are back. Text everybody says, did you see the lady in Georgia launch off the tow truck ramp at 70 miles an hour? No, I'm afraid I missed that. I'll have to catch that later, though. It sounds exciting.
What?
No, yeah, no, I've missed that. Texter 940 said, did y'all say you're going to be on tomorrow? Is Clemson baseball? Yes, we will be on. After Clemson baseball tomorrow. Orange Bill writes, what's your opinion of Morris as quarterback at TCU? I like Morris. I mean, he was originally going to be the starter, but I would expect him to play pretty well. I think they've lost too many pieces. You lost both running backs. You lost, and one of them is going to be a superstar at the pro level. You lose your round one wide receiver. You lose a lot of speed that you had at wide receiver. You lose your offensive coordinator. I just think it's too much. Ramona, give me TCU's schedule just for kicks and giggles. We'll come back.
I just want to hear it again.
From a Penn State standpoint, do I have the right to make up my mind on this show? Or are you now dictating that?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Because I already went past it.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't want to put you out any. We don't want to make life. Your life.
You don't.
Yeah, no. I think that I'm leaning towards over on Penn State. I'm high on Penn State. I think they may have the best pass rusher in the league. They have the best offensive tackle in the league. The running back thing is hard because there are three teams that just have such insanely good running back rooms. Stanford, Ramona, has got a runner on base again. Okay. So do you have TCU?
Yeah, I do.
All right, give me TCU's
schedule.
Okay,
Colorado.
I think the first part was sort of easy. They're going to be like a 3-touchdown favorite over Colorado. All right, so let's say 1-0.
Okay, and then what is that, Nichols? Nichols at home.
You know. Let me just say something. You know, Ramona, I think that Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
I'm aware.
And I've said this many since the beginning, since I was doing Mickey Plyler's show, and people thought that was crazy. And I was saying, I think he's going to be. And I think all that proved out to be, I wish he would just shut up and go away. I am sick of seeing his made-up face with his great red makeup.
What's this
just,
now?
I just,
you're sick of Brady?
Well, because every time I turn around,
look, dude,
here's the thing. If you're going to play, play. Otherwise, just shut up and go away, all right? Enough is enough.
Wow.
Enough is enough.
I need to mark the tape on this deal.
Enough is enough. I mean, I, I don't want to see what you have to say on a daily basis. I don't care. All right. Go play. If you want to talk, go play. All right. So what else we have? Give me TCU.
Okay. First they play Colorado, yeah, and you gave them one. Okay. Yeah, and then they have Nichols at home.
2-0.
Okay.
See, I told you it was easy at the start.
Then they're at Houston.
It's probably 3-0.
Okay. And then they have SMU at home.
Three and a half.
And then they have West Virginia at home.
Four and a half.
Then they...
What's funny?
Nothing. I just thought I had the thing covered up. At Iowa State.
Four and a half.
And then they have BYU at home.
Five.
Then they're at Kansas State.
Five.
Then they're at Texas Tech.
Five.
Then they have Texas at home.
Five.
Then they have Baylor at home.
Six.
And then they're at Oklahoma.
Yeah. I don't even think they get to that number.
What was the number again?
Let me pull that back up. The number 7.5. I don't even think they get to that number. I'm down on TCU this year. I think they had their little run last year, and I think that's it. All these people put them in the top 20 and all this stuff. I think this 7.5 thing is about right. I'm not, like I said, I'm not even 100% sure they get to that number. Now I can't find them. Where are they? They were before Penn State, weren't they? Yes. They're at 7.5. Wow, that's juiced to the over at 144. I don't know if they're going to get to that number. Give me TCU to go under at.
You taking that one?
I'm taking it to go under at +140. Under 7.5 at +140. So finally, I have some odds going my way, and I'm taking Penn State to go over 9.5.
You said you weren't taking them. You're taking.
I did
them
not
now?
Say any such thing. I said you asked me had I. I said I had not. By the way, ball got out of it again, and it's all over. Oklahoma ball pitches a shutout, and Oklahoma beats Stanford 2-0. Just 6 hits for Oklahoma. 2 Stanford errors were huge, because otherwise we might still be playing. But this is the problem with this team. They could be any which way. And,
okay,
and
see,
ball is unbelievable.
See, now they're going to the handshake line,
yeah,
and they're not acting all like that.
Yeah.
They're okay. Acting normal.
Yeah. All right.
That's
so that's good enough for you?
To be. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's where they do the handshake line.
Yeah,
that's where
I got
you're
that.
Supposed to act like.
Yeah, but that's not what you were complaining about.
I'm complaining about every time they get something. Look. Well, see, they won there. They could act like that if they win.
Well, she's the pitcher. Ball is the pitcher. She should act like that.
She can act like that if she wins, but she don't every time.
Ball is a baller.
Every single time. Well, then they got to show it.
She's,
like they didn't fill it out. They should just fill it out.
She's given up, 2 runs? Were those both earned? Were the Clemson runs both earned? I don't know, but she gave up.
That's where I lose you. Sorry.
She gave up 2 runs in the first game against Clemson. She pitched 3 innings and gave up nothing in the second game. So that's 2 runs did she pitch the whole first game? I can't recall. And now she gave up nothing today. So she's given up, at most, she's given up 2 runs thus far. Total. All right, Ramona. Next up is Penn State. I'm going over 9.5 and
what's that other number?
It's -125.
-125. Okay, yep. I got you.
To go over 9.5. All right. Where's Missouri on this thing? I don't remember seeing Missouri. I think Missouri is going to have a better season than people think. I don't know where all the wins will come from. Why can't I find Missouri? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah, you're going to have to pull up Missouri's schedule. I think Missouri has a very talented, athletic, dual-threat quarterback, Cook. They are, and I think they have great receivers. They are, that number's 6.5. See, Vegas gets this too, as you would hope. But they are obviously paying Missouri some respect because that number's 6.5. And the juice is all over the place. I've got a +104, a +110, a +115. We'll take that +115 depending on how that schedule comes out. Give me Missouri's schedule, if you would, please. That's Missouri football. 6.5 on Missouri. Then the next one on my list was that I was looking at was Texas. We'll get to Texas in a minute since I have found Missouri. We'll get to the NBA. Don't worry. We're staying here all night. The NBA is still on on the docket for conversation today.
Okay. Their first game is...
By the way, and the running back rooms. That's coming your way, too. I told you. We're going all night. Ramona's laughing, thinking we're not going to get to all this stuff. Oh, yes, we are.
Okay, South Dakota.
Don't be deceived.
Home.
South Dakota home, 1.
Yes. Middle Tennessee home.
2.
Kansas State home.
2.5.
Versus Memphis in St. Louis.
3.5.
At Vanderbilt.
4.5.
LSU at home.
4.5.
At Kentucky.
5.
South Carolina at home.
6.
At Georgia.
Yeah, they should have beat Georgia and Missouri last year, but 6.
Tennessee at home.
Upset special, 7.
Florida at home.
8.
And then at Arkansas, so you think they're
going to beat Georgia. Missouri to go over.
Missouri over.
I'm taking Missouri to go over the 6.5 at +115. Missouri to go over the 6.5 at +115. I've been thinking about Missouri. I think they have sort of an interesting football team this year. I think they're really going to be able to throw the ball. You got a super dual threat athletic quarterback who's as tough as can be. Played like the last 7 games last year with a shoulder tear. Just tough as can be. All right. Texas, Ramona. Where is Texas? Texas. Why can't I find Texas? I also don't have their number written for some reason. I just have them on my list as a possibility. Where on earth is Texas? I must be looking right at it. You know, this microphone has sort of this like... I don't know, it's like this giant contraption around it, and I can't see through it to see it. Where is it? I don't know why I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. They're at 9.5. They're at 9.5. Give me that Texas schedule. I think Ewers is a legitimate dark horse Heisman candidate. I think he's going to have a really big year. I think he's going to beat. I think he's going to walk into Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama. He had them beaten last year, and they knocked him out of the game. And it was a 2019 game that Alabama had no business winning. Texas under Sarkisian has to prove that they can get more consistent, and I think they will. I have believed fully in this hire. You know, I knew that there was some pressure on him, and I was hoping he didn't succumb to his demons, and he has not, at least not that we know of. Therefore, I think really big things are in store for Texas. I think Texas is a program on the rise without question under Sarkisian. And I have not said that. I have been the one who killed Texas for, you know, a quarter century in radio. Killed Texas. Killed them. But I think this is a different time, and I think Sarkisian is a different level coach. I know Saban has owned his assistants. We'll find out whether he owns this one, because Sarkisian is a bright guy. What do you have for the Texas schedule, Ramona?
Their first game is Rice.
One.
And then they're at Alabama.
I mean, that's game two of the year. I think they're going to beat Alabama. I do. I think they have the better quarterback. And I think they may have the best receiver and Worthy and maybe the best offense and probably the best running back. I think they're going to beat Alabama. I'm going two.
And then they have one.
No, that means we also have to take a look at Alabama, because if Alabama's going to lose that game, Alabama's number is probably 10.5 or something. What's third?
Then they have Wyoming at home.
Three.
Then they have they're at Baylor.
Four.
Then they have Kansas at home.
Five.
Then they have their versus Oklahoma and Dallas.
Six.
At Houston.
Seven.
BYU, home.
Eight.
Kansas State, home.
Nine.
At TCU.
Ten.
At Iowa.
11.
In Texas Tech, home.
Wow. I'm going over. I'm going over on Texas. I think this is finally their year. I've been anti-Texas for as long as I can remember, at least until they made the Sarkisian move. So I am going Texas to go over that 9.5. And on that juice deal, let's see. It is, we'll have to figure out this out when we get back, but it's 9.5 across all four places. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services.